Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, can we please be seated? Okay, what a truly special occasion as we gather together to witness something today, a baptism. So my name is Jonathan, and I want to warmly welcome each one of you here today to Bethesda Katong Church, whether you are a member of our church, a visitor, or a family member here to celebrate this joyous occasion with us. If this is your first time here, could you please raise your hands so that we can warmly welcome you? Thank you. Yeah, quite a few guests again. Warm welcome once again. It's such a blessing to have you here today with us as we witness this special moment. Today, we're here to celebrate the public profession of faith in Jesus Christ by Yao En, who has chosen to take this important step of baptism. Baptism to us is a powerful symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It represents our identification with Christ and marks the beginning of a new life in Him. As we begin, let us open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing grace and for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, we thank you especially for Yao En, who has chosen to publicly declare faith in you through baptism. We pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to guide and strengthen him in his walk with you. We commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus commanded us, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Baptism is not just a ritual, but an act of obedience to Christ, a declaration that we belong to him and that our sins are washed away through his sacrifice on the cross. Now, let us join together our hearts in worship as we begin this service. The first song is, "Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?" Can we please rise?
Have you been to Jesus for cleansing?
Please remain standing as we sing another song, Father, I Thank You. Please be seated. Now I'd like to invite Yao Wen to give a testimony of how he came to faith and also share why he has decided to take this step of baptism.
Hello. Hi, good evening everyone. Hi. Okay, so I mean a very warm good evening to everyone. Just want to thank everyone for coming here. My close friends, my family, my fiance's family, as well as other of my previous Sunday school teachers, and many other church friends who have been there for me, lah. Yeah, so I just and also want to also thank our speaker as well, Mr. Low, for coming also. Yeah, so I mean, I just want to thank you for coming for this milestone event in my life. I'll just be sharing with you a bit about my spiritual journey, and also some verses that mean a lot to me, lah. Okay, so I mean, when I was young, my parents would read Bible for me every day. I have to admit that sometimes and usually it happens every night, lah, without fail every night. I have to admit that sometimes I feel a bit tired, then I will sometimes pretend to go to sleep. But as naughty as I was last time, I am very grateful because my parents wanted to show me about the God that meant a lot to them, which is why they made it a point to share with me about verses and for me to know Jesus myself as well. My parents have also been very loving, very caring, and also embodied Christ in whatever they do. Just want to share with you about one of my most memorable encounters with God. So that will be when I was in secondary one, lah. So in secondary one, I was in Scouts. I remember vividly during one of the usual sessions where I was tying knots with like wooden poles. Then one of my friends suddenly received a call. Then he went to the side and then he picked up the call and then he started to be very flustered and started to cry very uncontrollably. And after that, I realized that actually his mother suddenly committed suicide. Yeah. I mean, then when I was in secondary one, even though this didn't really happen to me, but it struck me about how sudden and how fragile life was. I started to question about what's the meaning of life, and also I started to realize that, you know, life is quite fragile. It also made me a bit scared of death, and sometimes during that period, when I go nearby to like railings or like windows, I feel quite scared. Because I start to think about death. Yeah. I mean, not that I wanted to commit suicide. Yeah. But during that dark period of time, my parents shared with me about various verses. And also I started to look to God for, just for Him to reveal Himself to me. And slowly I realized that I do feel His love, I feel His presence, and it filled the emptiness in my heart and made me realize about what's the meaning of life. That was one of my very close encounters with God, lah. So now I just wanna share with you all about some other verses that means a lot to me, lah. Okay. So God has really been there for me through my every season. From school, to NS, to university, to work as well. So during the PSLE period, it was a stressful period. What my mom did was that my mom wrote a verse using a marker in very big font on A4 paper, and then she pasted it over my room wall as an encouragement to me, lah. So the verse is actually Jeremiah 29:11. Basically, it says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future." So this was one of the verses that aged in me about God's promise that He is there for me and that He has a plan for me, lah. Some other verses. In my other seasons of life, God has also been there for me. Another verse that means a lot to me is also from Psalms 121. So that was during the pre-National Service period, when my mom sat me down and then asked me to choose a verse to cling to, lah, as a promise. Yeah. And so the verse is basically Psalms 121 verses 1 to 3. Okay, it reads, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber, lah." So then I chose this verse because it's a bit like, oh, you know, army is very physical. Like, you know, God is, I feel like, you know, this is basically saying like God will be there with me, lah. And then not let my foot slip. And so I have to say, I guess I didn't sprain my ankle, but this was quite a, it was a verse that I clung to in the darkest periods of my NS, times when I was very tired, started hallucinating in the jungle. God was there for me, and this is one of the verses that I hold close to me as well. Yeah. Beyond the love of my church, beyond the love of my parents, the upbringing in this church has also greatly shaped my moral compass. The friends that know me or family who know me throughout the years will know that this is also what has shaped me, lah. The lesson and the guidance from my Sunday school teachers have instilled in me God's truth and also given me a strong foundation of Christian values. So lastly, I'd just like to thank some important people in my life. Okay, so firstly, my parents for their love and guidance to me throughout my Christian journey, and also my Sunday school teachers, lah. So there's Auntie Joanne over there, Auntie Pamela, Uncle Samloon, Joshua, and Jonathan also, yeah. Yeah, and some other Sunday school teachers as well. Auntie Cecilia, Uncle Paul Ezekiel, Auntie Elise, Benji, Auntie Magdalene, Burton, Adele, Terry, Winnie, and Sharon. There's a lot of people, but I'm just thankful for all of you for, all the time and sacrifice that you put in. It may be many years, but I do remember all those things that you have done for us. And the impact that you had in my life, it continues on, lah. All right. So today I'd like to dedicate my life to Christ, to love others as Christ has loved me, and to serve others, and to serve God as well. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Thanks, Xiaowen. Thanks for the sharing. Yeah, personally, I'm also very happy to see you getting baptized today. You have grown so much as a young man in our church. So now we'd like to invite our speaker for today, Kong Guan from Bethesda Bedok Tampines Church, to share a message with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Pastor Kok Guan, and it's a joy to be here to share with you God's word. Even as Yaon shared about how God has seen him through, he just reminded me that God also has seen me through my PSLE, you know, O level, you know, and of course today he's seeing my son through O level. Yeah, he's taking his O level now, and I must also take this chance to honor Yao Yen's parents. I mean, he talked about how you have raised him up, teaching him, you know, and I think that's something that is so important. As a father, I so wish that my children will continue to walk with God. Of course, I have a choice to make. But even as I hear how Yao Yen shared about, you know, he's thankful for the Sunday school teachers and people around him, I think it's so important that we have a grateful heart to remember the people who has made a difference in our life. And I'm sure they're very proud of you today, Yao Yen, and then they are all here today. So that's wonderful. All right, with that, I want to just come and share with you something that the Lord has laid upon my heart for Yao Yen and also perhaps all of you today. And it's this word, joy, joy. I just want you to think of something that brings you joy. Think about it. Have not. You are not smiling. I don't know whether you are thinking about it or not. All right, something that made you feel joyful. Joyful. I don't know about you, but as a pastor, there are quite a few things that make me feel very joyful. You know, one of them is when I see couples getting married. Does that bring you joy? I don't know about you, but when I see them happily married, you know, and I'm happily giving them my angbao, yeah, you know. And of course, perhaps, oh, newborn baby, you know, when we get to carry this baby and then you see the parents are so happy. And I'm sure the parents still remember how Yao Yen was like when he was a little baby. Or someone moved to a new place. Of course, if your house looks like that, you'll be very joyful, right? But the thing is that, oh, a new place, you know, new BTO, you know, and then we are just so joyful. Of course, as a pastor, I'm also very happy when they increase my pay. Yeah, so, but that's more for myself. But there's also one aspect that we do not want to miss, and that is the joy of baptism. Joy of baptism. Why is baptism something that we should be joyful of? How many of you feel joyful today? Okay, 5. Okay, not so bad. Okay, okay. Hopefully by end of the message, more will raise your hand because, in fact, baptism is something that we should be joyful about. The question is, why are we here today? Of course, many of you are here for Yao Yen, you know, but is it something because that you feel very joyful about? Something for us to think about. And hopefully, as I share with you, there are a few things I would like to do. First, I want to share with you what baptism is all about. Then I want to give you an example in the Bible and give you some steps on how one will actually reach a point where he will get baptized. And then finally, I want to share a challenge for you to consider. So this will be the four things that I would like to do today. And to begin, we're going to talk about the joy of baptism. Joy of baptism. Here's the idea of getting into the water, into the water. Someone just now, Jonathan was the one who mentioned that it's a command, you know, that we need to get baptized. You know, so why is this so important? Why is this so important? Because it's actually an outward expression of our faith, of something that happens inside. And God has put something in us and to help us to better appreciate what we are trying to do outside, which is baptism, which you will witness later. It's also a picture of one who is being cleansed from our sin. In other words, the wrong things that we have done. It brings about this old life died and the new life comes alive. So when someone gets into the water, it's a picture of someone giving up his old life. And when he come out of the water, it's a picture of someone receiving this new life in Jesus. It's also a public declaration that now I belong and I believe in Jesus. A picture of death to the old life and resurrection to the new life. So that is what baptism is all about. And I want to give you one example in the Bible that tells us a little bit more, and that is Jesus' baptism. Jesus' baptism. Do you know where Jesus was baptized? Okay, I heard someone say, all right, so basically Jordan River, Jordan River. All right, so Jordan River is actually at times where it will flood, you know, so and it doesn't look so nice, you know, but there will be times that it will flood, you know. Perhaps for some of us, we cannot really picture, but think about Singapore River. Singapore River can. Okay, so Singapore River flooded, you know, then after that, you will hear a lot of complaints, you know, from Singaporeans, but just imagine that, you know, the river was flooded. And then what happened is that, you know, at the time when Jesus was at the river, he was not flooded, but he entered into the river and John the Baptist baptized him. You see, places in the Bible have spiritual significance. Mount Zion, you have the Sea of Galilee, and Jerusalem. Jordan River also has its significance. What do I mean? Whenever we talk about Jordan River, for those who know the Bible, they will remember Joshua chapter 3, where Joshua wants to enter the promised land. And the priest will enter to the water, and then but nothing happened. They were expecting, you know, that like Moses opened the Red Sea, you know, you saw Prince of Egypt where he lift up his staff and then put into the Red Sea and then boom, it opens. But Jordan River, it didn't happen this way. When the priest stepped into the water stopped. But not here, but miles away in Adam, what we call Adam. And then what happened is that the water stopped, but the priest couldn't see it. But those at the back can see. And the water just parted. They were about to enter into the promised land. Why is this significant? Because when Jesus was baptized in Jordan River, the water did not part. Something parted. Heaven parted. And you hear a voice where God the Father say, "Behold, Hine. Hine. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." So the Father was just talking to Jesus, said, "This is my Son, this is my Son." And water did not part, but heaven parted. I want to suggest to you that perhaps what God is saying to us is that the promised land, not like Joshua, is out there, but the promised land is up there. Those who are going to believe in this Jesus, whom I'm well pleased with, there's a promised land waiting for you in heaven. That's the significance of being baptized in Jordan River, tied in with the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 3. So exactly what is it that can help us to enter into the promised land in heaven? I want to suggest to you, based on what God tells us in the narrative from the Old Testament. With that, let me begin with what happened before someone gets baptized, especially for those who do not really know God. The first thing you need to know is that God loves you. Now turn to somebody and say, "God loves you." Come on, do it more sincerely. Let's turn to somebody and say, "God loves you." All right. Okay. All right. Believe that, because God really, really loves you. I remember when I was young, I want to convince and or teach my children, you know, that God loves them. And this is what I did. I told my son and my daughter, I sat them down and say, listen, right? Okay. So we want to ask God to speak to you. And I was praying that God will tell them that he loves them. So I was waiting. And after we pray, and then I turned to my son, you know, "Son, what do you think God is saying to you?" And my son say, "God loves me." Wow. As a father, I was so excited. I was so happy. Then, of course, I turned to my daughter. You know, now it's her turn. I was just hoping that she would say, "God loves her." And then after that, she thought for a while. She say, "God loves Hello Kitty." Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I. But today, I want to trust that, you know, my two children know that God loves them. Do you know that God loves you? You say, "Oh, but I'm not a Christian." But God also loves you. When Yao En, you know, first come to know Jesus, before that, God already loved him. So I want to suggest to you that God loves you as well. But you may say, "I don't really know this God. I don't know this God." This God is holy, he's just, and he's loving. This is the three things you need to know about God. Why is this important? Because then we can, from here, we can then better appreciate baptism. The first thing first is to recognize that God is holy and yet God is loving. He wants to be with us. But we have sin. What's sin? Sin basically is doing things that are wrong. We all do wrong things before. When I was young, my children always think that the daddy is perfect. You know, I asked them, "Do you think that daddy has done anything wrong before?" When they were very young, they say no. I was like, "Wow, I'm a hero." But now they are much older. I don't need to convince them anymore. They know that, you know, daddy is not perfect. We all have sinned. We all have done wrong things. And God knows that. And because God is holy, we are separated from Him. And God is just means that there will be punishment for the wrong things that we have done. Not only that we are separated, like Adam and Eve, you know, who has been separated from God, even though God loves them, there is punishment for our sin, and that is death. So that's why all of us will die one day, and we will be separated from God forever and ever. But the good news is this, that yes, God is holy, God is just, but God is also loving. So God sent His Son Jesus to die for us. He sent Jesus to die for our sin. He paid for our sin. You know, John 3:16 put it this way, for God so loved the world, He loved us so much. So when you turn to somebody and say that God loves you, that's the truth. God loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, referring to Jesus, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life. That is a decision that you need to make. No one can make that decision for you. Yao-En has made that decision. I made that decision. Brother Jonathan has made that decision to accept Jesus. And today, we believe that we have eternal life. How about you? If you are not a Christian, actually our desire is for you to accept Jesus today. Because this Jesus can change your life. That's why Yao-En decided to baptize, to tell people that this Jesus has changed his life. Why am I here today? Because I want to tell you that Jesus has changed my life. My life was in a mess when I was much younger. I remember Yao-En talk about, you know, in NS, wow, you know, pick up all the bad habits, not for him, but for me. And then along the way, you know, drinking, smoking, you name it. Then after that, I realized that there's no meaning to life. But then after I got to know Jesus, it was then God changed my life. Today I look at my children, they are growing up, they're going to church, but in my mind I know they will have a very different father if not for Jesus. They will have a very different father if not for Jesus. Same thing for my wife, she will have a very different husband if not for Jesus. I don't think she will marry me in the first place. But God has changed my life. You know, not just in terms of character, but also in terms of how He has molded me and changed me over the years. You know, I'm not something to be proud of, but I failed my PSLE, failed my O-level, uni, I also failed. You know, so I was just telling my son, don't worry, if you fail, you know, daddy, you know, fail all the way. But today I'm taking my PhD. Not to something to boast about, but God is still changing my life. He's still changing my life. I cannot explain it. I cannot explain it. So even if my children don't do so well, there's still hope. Because when I look at my life, I know that my hope is in Christ. Same for my children. How about you? How about you? So my friend, you may say that, well, how do I receive this, you know, God into my life? Actually, very simple. I tell my children just ABC. ABC. I was a primary school teacher, so make it easy, ABC. The first one is to admit that we have done wrong things before. Of course, we all done wrong things before, and we need God to forgive us because we have offended God. We need to believe, B, that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for us, and God raised Him from the dead. That's why we have baptism, C, and that is to call on Jesus. You're invited here today, not by chance, of course, you know, for Yao-En, but more so, if you are not a Christian, I want to suggest to you, consider this ABC. Is it something that you are struggling? Outwardly, you look very happy, but inwardly, you know that something is missing. Something is amiss. I want to challenge you. Perhaps what you need is Jesus. That's why you are here today. This message is not just for Yao-En, but it's also for you. When he says that God has a plan for him, Yao-En, I want to affirm you that God has a plan for you. Everybody here, for one baptism, God really have a great plan for you. But God also have a plan for your friends and your loved ones who have not come to know Jesus. God also have a plan for you. But you need to say yes to Jesus today. Then you can receive this joy of baptism. This joy that only God can give. Only God can give. Only God can give. And for the Christian, I want to suggest to you, sometimes after coming for baptism, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, it's just become another baptism. Don't let this be so. Rather, I want to challenge you. The next time when you say, God loves me, feel the joy. The next time you know that Jesus died for you, feel that joy again. The next time you say that, you know, I have accepted Jesus, remember Jesus first accepted you and feel the joy. Then what you get is after you accept Jesus today, you will truly understand the joy of baptism. This is what baptism is all about. The joy of baptism. May I invite you to just close your eyes, you know, shortly, but I just want to lead some of you in this prayer. If let's say, for example, you're not a Christian, and you say, how do I do this ABC? Not too difficult. You just need to pray this prayer after me. And God hears your prayer, and then God will come into your life, and don't be surprised, He will start to change your life. The prayer goes something like, dear Jesus, because you're talking to Jesus, I've sinned, I've done what's wrong, I'm sorry, forgive me. I believe you died, you rose, and I turn from my sin and invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all you need to pray, and God will come into your life. And after He comes into your life, again, don't be surprised, because more than 30 years ago, when I prayed this prayer, God changed my life. 30 years ago, on Christmas Day, I was baptized. And life is never the same because of a prayer to Jesus. So I want to encourage you to pray this prayer. May I invite you to close your eyes now. Let's just close our eyes, bow our head. I just want to give you this moment. Nobody is watching. It's between you and God. So I'm going to pray this prayer. You just need to repeat after me. It's between you and God. So if this is something that you say, okay, you know, I want to just get to know this Jesus, just repeat this prayer after me. And I want to invite all the Christians to repeat this prayer as well, to just encourage those who is going to say this prayer shortly. So I want to encourage you to say this prayer together with me. You have nothing to lose. But if this Jesus is for real, you have all to gain. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned against you. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. I believe you died for my sin and rose from the dead. I now turn from my sin and invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Please close your eyes, you know, just bow your head for a while more. I just want to pray for those who have said that prayer. All right, just allow me to say a blessing for you and also Yao En. All right, so for those who have prayed that prayer, right, I just want to know who I'm praying for. So if you have said that prayer, you know, and then I just want you to raise your hand and I know who I'm praying for. All right, so at the count of three, if you have said that prayer just now, and then I just want to pray for you. All right. So at the count of three, you just raise your hand so I know who I'm praying for. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yes, God sees your hand. God sees your hand. Anybody else? Allow me to pray. Father, I just give thanks to you for the brothers and sisters who have raised their hands. I ask in the name of Jesus that you fill them with your joy. You bless them. You help them to know that God, that you love them as much as you love Yao En, myself, and the people around here. Pray the Lord that you reveal your plans to them. And now even as they have accepted you as Lord and Savior, Lord, you will continue to do a mighty work in their lives so that they will know the joy that can come only from you. Also, I want to say a blessing for Yao En. Bless this young man. Help him to continue to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless him, O Lord. Guide him all the days of his life, so that his life will shine for you. I bless this young man and ask the Lord, your gracious hand will always be upon him, so that God, in all that he does, you establish the works of his hand. Even as he enters into the pool of baptism, we know that, Lord, he's obeying your call. He's obeying your command. Honor him for that. and continue to grant him good health so that God, that he can continue to be a blessing. And even as he continues to serve you as a doctor, Lord, use him to touch lives beyond what he can imagine. So we bless this young man and commit him and his family into your mighty hand and pray that God and his the scriptures saying that you have a plan for him to prosper him, not to harm him, to give him hope and the future will come to pass. So now, Lord, as a church, we want to bless him. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you shalom and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. And for those who have raised your hand, I want to encourage you to talk to a Christian after the service. I'll pass the time back to Jonathan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Kok Guan, for that sharing on the joy of baptism. Now we have come to the highlight of this evening itself, the baptism. We'd like to invite Elder Lun Sam Lun to the baptism pool together with our baptism candidate Yao En. I think everyone can come forward, so we're going to take like photographs.
Thank you, Pastor Kok Guan, for that wonderful message on the joy of baptism. And Yao En, your testimony shows the joy that overflows from your heart. We can only see your teeth and not your eyes, as the Cantonese say, but truly, we can feel the joy that is overflowing from you. And you have invited many of your relatives, your close friends, to witness this very important moment in your life. So now is the time to taste and experience the joy of baptism. Brother Yao En, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, yes.
Scripture says in Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so that we too might walk in newness of life. So upon the confession of your faith in the sight of God and the presence of this congregation, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay, congratulations, Yao En. Okay, we rejoice with you today as you take this bold step of obedience and faith in Jesus. So let us continue to pray for and encourage him as he begins this new chapter in his walk with the Lord. Now we'll just have a closing song, Like a River Glorious. Can we please rise and sing this song together?
Still grow.
Okay, you may all be seated. Okay, we have now come to the end of this baptism service. After the end of this service, those who want to stay back will have a short time of photo taking with Yao Ern and his family with a presentation of the Bible afterwards when he comes back. The dinner will be served outside in the annex, so everyone is warmly invited to join us for a time of meal and fellowship. Let us close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this joyous occasion and the work that you're doing in Yao Ern's life. Thank you for reminding us again of your love and the gift of salvation. As we end this service, may your presence continue to dwell in us. We thank you for the food that has been prepared. May it nourish our bodies as we enjoy fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For those who prayed the prayer, a few of us will be behind up here. You can come to us to find out more about Christianity. So thank you again for joining us for this special baptism service. Have a blessed evening.